Big
Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve, this game sucks so bad, it's so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson,
what do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim,
it's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess, as long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Late Night Gamers Podcast, episode 21. With me this week, I'm Nick Brzezinowski. With me this week is... I always forget to mention, actually, who I am.
Who are you?
With me this week is, and every week, is Tim Madden.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Steve Morgan.
All your base are belong to us.
And Charles Caldwell.
I'm going to drink your blood.
And we're doing a little bit of a special episode this week because it is episode 21, so we decided that our podcast is finally legal, and to celebrate, we're all going to have some drinks while we're recording the podcast and talk about some drinking and video games. So let's start it off and go ahead and open up a beer.
Yeah, finally. I've been holding this damn thing forever.
That was potentially very loud.
I don't care. Charles says PBR.
No, I'll mix it with my wine for a delicious joy.
That's terrible.
PBR and wine.
He's a gentleman and a scholar right there. I'm having a American IPA.
There's a switchback in the fridge, but Justice forbade me from devouring that.
I have like a 2-year-old Busch Light in my fridge.
Its flavors are maturing.
It's orange and it has camouflage on it, so you can go get wasted when you hunt.
What did Ms. Murphy used to say? Mature?
Mature.
Mature.
Because that is apparently how you're supposed to say it, but she also used to say, and you're a penis.
With all the a penis in the world, there was not enough.
Just for some backstory there, she was an AP English teacher, and she said that our a penis was looking good that year.
Hey, kids, your a penis is looking good.
I think the best part of that, though, is just the shocked look on her face when we all started laughing. She just, like, did not get it.
What?
The best part was the year after when we took the class and we just spent the whole year trying to get her to say it. Like, we would, like, let her down on purpose and she'd be like, you guys are seriously lacking your AP skills. We're like, no! We're all yelling and she's just like, doesn't get it either because now it's completely lost. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
First class of the day. Start your day off right. By playing some Ninja Gaiden and getting not going.
One time Charles woke up early, played Ninja Gaiden, went back to bed, and when we went all the way to school, we were living together. This was like the last month of school. And when we went to school, the same teacher was like, where's Charles? And we're like, I don't know, he was playing Ninja Gaiden this morning. He went back to bed, and he had to get a ride from his mom. We all laughed at him and pointed at him when he came into the room. How long did you play Ninja Gaiden for, man? I feel like that, like, the most of the stories I have about you, like, then were just you playing Ninja Gaiden.
Or Marvel vs. Capcom.
I think you were grinding out that one sword for, like, a month.
Well, basically every story that involves Charles is Charles doing something in excess.
Charles, like, playing Ninja Gaiden until his nose bleeds. And he just and he just grabs a wad of, like, paper towels and shoves them to his face and continues playing. Happened. Saw it.
Anyway,
they
love Charles.
They need to come out with a Whopper bigger than the Kong.
Yeah.
But regardless, we should continue.
Charles ate 2 Kong Whoppers and then afterwards said, I don't feel very good. Well, obviously, Charles. That's 8 burger patties. It was like 6,000 calories. Oh my God.
8 Whopper patties, dude. That's like 5 pounds of meat.
Oh my God, it was way too much. And I think you got a milkshake with it too.
Was it a milkshake or did we go to 7-Eleven to get a double gulp?
I don't know.
Probably both.
You were spent at that point. Anyway, let's get right into some topics this week, some news. Something that just happened today that's been, I think, in the works for like a year or so, but the Candy Crush developer, King, trademarked the word candy. And this isn't in relation to just, like, application word, like the word in you know, an iOS app or something. It's like, literally, they trademarked the word candy in Europe.
It's a new type of sugary treat.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing just seems kind of ridiculous, but
I can understand it for software if like somebody comes out with like candy squeeze or like.
Yeah, well, and that's what that's what they said. They're not going to go after people that are using it legitimately for, you know, that have nothing to do with software. But anyone who uses like, I guess there was like something called like candy slots or something, and they were going after people like that, but. Still, seems crazy. Because they could potentially go after anyone who uses the word candy.
And then somebody else copyright a ridiculous word recently, too. It was like Disney or something. I mean, people do that all the time.
I don't know. I'm gonna copyright the word the.
Copyright the word dingus. Dingus, dingus, dingus.
Yeah. I think in their case, it makes sense to do that. Because it's like trying to protect their brand in the app realm. But like, obviously, I think if they tried to sue, like, Hershey or something like that, like, obviously it's not gonna go over in court. They've been around a little longer.
Right. I just pulled some stats on Candy Crush. Candy Crush apparently makes $633,000 a day, and that's just on the U.S. iOS App Store.
Ridiculous. What do people pay?
It's microtransactions.
What do you buy?
You can buy like you can buy little upgrade power ups, and you can buy like, and also I think like when you want to go to the next world, like you either need, at least this is how it is on Facebook, like you need somebody to like help you, so to speak. But if you have no friends, which like most people that play the game don't, then you can pay like some money to get to proceed to the next zone, so to speak. I think so. It's like things like that, but. This actually blows my mind because I was thinking about this, you know, because I started playing like Clash of Clans and it's like fun and stuff. It's just like, you know, it kills time or whatever, but like, you know, there's a lot of microtransactions in that game. You can pay money to get gems, which like speed up construction and all this stuff. And like, of course, I like don't really pay any money for it, but I realize that like all these types of things like Candy Crush and like Clash of Clans and now there's like another one, they like all have commercials on TV, and it blows my mind that like there's not even like PC game, like I haven't seen a PC game commercial since like, I mean, World of Warcraft, right? But like other than that, like it just blows my mind that like something as stupid as like Candy Crush, where the game isn't even original.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
The game
it's really
isn't
not
even
original.
It's Bejeweled, like which was out like 10 years ago, and it's just got candy and has like some weird power ups and like they can put like, you know, commercials on and stuff. It just blows my mind. It's crazy. They must. I mean, I knew they were making a ton of money, so this doesn't surprise me at all.
It's just crazy. Like, crazy amounts of money.
Silly.
They can buy all the Willy Wonka candy they wanted.
Especially since that app probably costs them, like, nothing to make.
I think it, you know, it sets a bad precedent and kind of scares me for the direction that games are going. That it's going to be so microtransaction-oriented that we're going to... I mean, like, they, you know, if you're a developer and you see that people, they're making over $500,000 a day from people buying stupid shit. Like, you know, EA is gonna do that. I know they are already doing it as it is. I mean, I guess it depends on how much of a conscience developers have, but you know, there's gonna be companies cashing in on that. making adding those features to every game they can.
Yeah. There's going to be consultants coming in to do that to companies.
Yeah.
Say, are you taking advantage of the microtransaction market? It's out there. People are willing to pay this much money for your nonsense.
Like, playing a video game is going to be like going to like a sports event where you're going to have to pay like $10 if you want to eat a hot dog, and you're going to be like sitting there like hungry or like sober, miserably waiting to like get out of the game so you can buy a beer for like less than $10.
It's like when we went down to New York City for New York Comic Con, and we're like, oh well, you know, we'll just get a beer before this party.
$12.
We got a Sam Adams draft. It was $12 for a pint. We're like, oh my god, this is ridiculous.
It's same as the food at PAX. Remember, it was like a slice of pizza was like $10, and it was like an Elio's. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's like a bag of peanuts for $4. I'm like, dude, I'm out. Like, I'll just walk across the street.
Yeah, I'll just go to Elder Scrolls Online.
I'll just go to McDonald's and get 20-piece chicken food. McNuggets for $5. I'm gonna get $20 worth and throw chicken nuggets at people. Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I think that's what happened. I was going to get food, and then we were just like, let's go to the Elder Scrolls thing. And then they gave us, like, a panini or something. I don't remember.
Yeah. Hey, it was good.
Yeah, it was.
It was all right.
Dude, you didn't like that lemonade?
I liked the lemonade. The food was
lemonade right. Was good. So in other news, the PlayStation 4 has been having some widespread errors corrupting save files. I don't remember what the number actually is, but it's basically making it so then the PlayStation 4 save files in, I think, Battlefield 4, FIFA 14, Assassin's Creed, and potentially one other one, you're losing all of your progress. And I was reading that someone, it was an IGN article, that someone had gotten 30 hours into, I think, Assassin's Creed and completely lost their save file.
Well, I'm done.
That sucks.
Yep, never going back. I was 4 hours into Battlefield 4 when I got a similar error. I don't know if it's the same one, but... And I was like, nope, I give up. Never doing that again. But apparently, the error not only makes it so then your save file is corrupted, but also it makes it so then you can't even open the game application on the PlayStation, so you'd have to, like, delete the...
entire
the game,
thing.
The save file or the game file, and then like reinstall it. So that's
epic
good.
Fail.
One other thing. Oh, we'll go on the side of Xbox One now. But the Xbox is apparently paying YouTube streamers to give positive reviews and positive information out to people that they stream on, which I don't know, people are kind of making a big deal about it, but I mean it's kind of like it's an advertising thing sort of.
Yes, yeah, it's been going on for a long time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal, you know.
What is this?
What?
Sorry, I just didn't quite grasp what it was.
Oh, the Xbox or Microsoft is paying YouTubers, people who stream on YouTube, to give basically positive feedback.
I mean, it's not surprising. It's kind of stupid, but
yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to pay them to do reviews, but it's another to like pay them to do positive reviews. It's kind of bullshit. But I guess they can do what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Amazon does this for people. Like, they pay people to review items in the event that it's a low reviewed item, they'll pay them to review it just so they can get some traction. But
yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
The other kind of announcement was the next gen Hitman was announced. Or not necessarily announced, but kind of leaked a little bit. And at one point they thought it was canceled, but that was a different game related to that same developer. But the next Hitman game is going to have sandbox levels and no checkpoints, which sounds really interesting.
Is this one made by Square Enix?
I think so. One?
So I thought that was a pretty good reboot that they did.
The Hitman Absolution?
I don't know if you'd call it. Yeah, the most recent one. I feel like it was better than the previous ones.
Oh yeah, it was definitely a good iteration on the franchise. It basically gave you three or four different ways to finish the level.
Oh, it was more than that. There's all sorts of different ways to beat the level.
Yeah.
Different items.
It'll be kind of cool to have it more sandboxy, though. That's like infinite possibilities. You can just go anywhere and do anything. And
so much sandboxy, they should make it so you don't fail miserably if you do one little thing wrong. Because, and that was one of my biggest pet peeves for Absolution, was when you're walking through and you're trying to do part of the mission. I mean, you're supposed to be able to explore all the different areas, but if you even get detected in, like, a segment of the mission, you fail, and it's just miserable.
Yeah. Well, then I would just chase after the guy that's, like, trying to alert others and choke them out.
Yeah. I think some of the original Hitmans, like, kind of had this feel to them, even though they weren't, like, sort of open world, but like, they're one of the first games to really have, like, a multi-directional path, like, for your, like, success. And so you really get, like, kind of that feeling of, like, you know, I can go through the kitchen and do this, or I can, like, go and hide here. And so, I mean, I'm talking way back before games started doing this, so it doesn't surprise me that they could, and I think it would make it really cool, too.
Yeah, I think this is a smart move on their part, kind of capitalizing on that aspect, because it was different. They were kind of the first to really make that a major thing. I mean, I guess there were a lot of other games that did that, but, you know, it was kind of a major aspect of the whole Hitman series, was the fact that, it wasn't just a single route that you could take.
Yeah, and I think that was they were definitely the first ones to really, like, I don't know, they really honed that. The ability to do that. Other games may have done it, but they didn't do it as well. And, you know, because you could go in and guns blazing, but that's not necessarily the best way, and you didn't get as many points for it or whatever. But
I always hated the point system. It made me feel like such an asshole when I shot somebody. It's like, come on! As long as I do something to mitigate it, I mean, give me at least the same amount of points if I garrote them out, but it's always, you get way more points for, like, lurking, choking. It's like, oh, well,
it was like at PAX when we went to the Square Enix party for Hitman Absolution, and there's just, like, you know, 50 people in a fucking room going,
like, kill the guy!
Choke him out! Kill him! Kill
him! Through his throat!
They're like,
shoot him in the fucking head!
They're like, you can do this in a myriad of different ways. And everyone's like, kill him! Kill him!
It's called the Hitman for a reason, buddy.
Chokes a guy out. Everyone's like, boo!
Stuffs him in a closet.
So much violence.
Yep.
That's what happens when you give them free alcohol for 4 hours and then show them the game. They're like,
yeah, I was gonna say, a bunch of angry drunk nerds, like, us included. It was that was good.
Yeah, I was yelling, kill him too.
No, so. Totally. Yeah,
death to the random character.
Then they started throwing out prizes to, like, horribly impaired people who could not catch that for their life.
I got hit in the head with, like, a DVD. I think something like a USB drive, like, went in someone's beer.
Yeah, I ended up with the Departure or the Departed on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all wound up with gigantic shirts.
Yeah, I think I have like four of those shirts. Actually, they just had a box at the door, and we just left with all of them. So, speaking of drinking, this week we're going to talk about the portrayal of drinking in video games and some effects on people both in-game and out-of-game. And yeah, so, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that in games is the ESRB rating, and I think drinking actually puts it up to an M rating.
What?
Which is, I thought, kind of odd, you know, because it's like, yes, you know, kids probably under a certain age shouldn't see people drinking and see what it does and whatever, blah, 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 but I was looking online, I was looking at just, like, other, like, TV shows that are related, and, like, How I Met Your Mother is rated TVPG, and, you know, they're just drinking all the time, so it's like, okay, so why does a television show that they drink all the time require you just to have parental guidance, while the game actually requires you to be 18 or older?
Yeah. I mean, whenever anything bad happens in any sort of TV show, the first thing they do is go to a bar and drink themselves to death. I mean, that's what they do in every single TV show on TV. It's like, oh, I need a drink.
I think it's also, like, depends on how pertinent it is in the game, you know? Like,
it's never pertinent in any game.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well,
what game are you playing? Do you go to the bar, like, constantly in the game? Oh. I mean,
is it Condemned? Condemned 2, I think? There's actually, I think that game's rated M, and I played that on PlayStation 3, and I'm pretty sure that there's a mechanic in there that requires you to drink, and because you're an alcoholic, by drinking, you actually start feeling better, and you get, like, you get better in the game, because you drink.
Yeah, no. In WoW, like, you drink, and it just makes your screen blurry, and it makes you, like, swerve around, and your words are sound different, so it doesn't really have, like, there's no elements of the gameplay, it's just, like, cosmetic.
Yeah. I mean,
same thing for, like, Bioshock. Actually, no, that's not true, because they had the health aspect, but you get drunk, and then your screen is blurry, and it sucks. Like, I hate drinking in games, because I'll drink outside of the game, but I'm not going to drink in the game, because then you're like, I can't see what the hell I'm looking at.
Well, didn't drinking in Bioshock, it had an effect.
It had a positive and a negative effect.
Yeah, right, so it lowered your health, but upped your salts, I think. I forget which. If it
one or
the other.
Maybe it was wine with salts, and then beer with, like, or bourbon. It varied depending on the alcohol.
You could drink hard liquor, too, and that's just good all around.
So, I mean, if anything, it's actually teaching them something, because it's like, you can drink, but it's going to hurt you.
Right. You may get that, you know, feeling of goodness, but it's actually kind of screwing you up in the background.
Do you really get that feeling of goodness, or is it just fucking you up in the game so you can't see what the hell you're shooting at? They should bail you. They should, when you pre-order the game, they should give you, like, a six-pack of beers so you can play it with the game.
That would probably be the best PR move ever.
That would be.
By pre-order this game, get a six-pack of beer. It would have to be, like, you know,
Bioshock IPA or Bioshock Lager or something.
The Vox Populi. I don't know.
It gives a tingle to the back of my throat. Am I turning into a mutant? I don't know.
I mean, I think the only problem I could see with, like, kids seeing people, like, drink in video games is that the effects last a much shorter amount of time than in real life, obviously.
Hmm.
You know, because
you drink a handle of whiskey and you're blurry for 1 minute.
Right. You're only impaired for a very, very short amount of time. And obviously, in real life, that doesn't happen. If you were to drink an entire handle of whiskey, then you'd be Tim Madden in the back of a car when I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with your eyes open.
Timothy! Timothy!
Your legs up in the air in the back seat of your car. You just disappeared, and then that's where I found you. I was like, oh, God.
I think it did die then. I think it just died and then came back to life or something.
You are the undying.
Um, So yeah, the I mean, a lot of games, so you do have, there is some drinking component to them. And what I found also that seems like an issue for younger people is that some of the trophies actually are like achievements, any of the things that you play to get something for. There's in Assassin's Creed 4, there's a trophy that you basically have to drink until you pass out. So you go to a bar and just, or a pub or whatever, and drink until you just like, and then it like, I think it goes black and then you wake up and you get a trophy for that. BioShock Infinite has kill 5 enemies while drunk, and so you're like visually impaired and you have to shoot enemies. And I'm glad that they denote it as enemies, because I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, how is that worded? I knew it was a trophy, but I was like, how's it worded? I was thinking like kill 5 people while you're drunk. That would be a really negative connotation to that trophy.
Kill people while drunk. Insert
get drunk.
Beer.
Kill people. But it seems like a lot of games, and basically most games with an M rating have some sort of drinking involved in them. Fallout.
Well, I think the real question about if like how it's depicted in games is like, are the people who are drinking in the game, are they of legal age? Are they not of legal age? Is there ever a game where you're playing as a child and you're required to drink until you pass out? Probably not.
No.
Not that it would be illegal for them to do that, because obviously
I mean,
computer image, but...
In 95% of the games where people are drinking, they're also hacking off limbs and shoving hot pokers into people's eyes.
Right.
Like, I think the least of their worries in terms of, like, bad influences on kids is them having a beer. I mean, like, seriously.
Yeah, you know, true.
If people want to freak out about it, they'll freak out about it, but...
Yeah. You know, exploding heads, bodies dismembered, and... But drinking's the worst.
Nothing is forbidden. Everything is permitted.
I just don't see the issue with having it in video games. I know some people just, you know, because it's like, oh, these kids are playing, you know, they're basically being that character drinking.
Shooting heroin right into their veins.
Yep.
Cocaine them.
I don't know. People are just much more likely to emulate like video games characters, especially ones that you play. And most people are just too like. Most people don't have enough balls to like actually like come like fight somebody with a baseball bat like you do in a video game. but they're much more likely to like drink a beer if
right.
It's like there.
True.
So, I mean, that's kind of what it comes down. But that same argument applies for, you know, watching How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
So.
And I mean, on a grander scale, really, I don't see. I think America does it all wrong. I think Europe has it much better, anyways. The fact that we have a 21 drinking age, I think, makes it a lot worse for people. And if we just started out earlier,
waking up in Mikey's bed singing "Charles in Charge."
Yep.
Charles in charge
of your days and nights.
That's a good one.
Help! Help! Help!
Charles did sexually assault someone in their bed.
There was no assault.
It was fully
violated my space.
And the person agreed to it.
He was yelling help.
He got into bed knowing I was there. What did he expect?
I think you got into bed.
No, he got into bed after I fell asleep.
I don't think that's how the story goes.
I do.
I think you went to the wrong room.
Nope.
We'll just leave the rest of that story a mystery for all the listeners.
Perfect.
I thought I was a werewolf.
Well, since we've been talking about drinking in video games, let's talk a little bit about drinking while playing video games. And a new listener asked a question. His name Shonuff71 he said, he asked, do you prefer beer or hard liquor during drunk gaming?
It depends. And
thank you for enjoying the show.
I think if you're drinking hard liquor, man, it's going to be like a quick game. Because otherwise you're going to be
hard liquor
up.
Is for like the finale of a game where you're playing with friends. If you're drinking alone, beer.
Yeah. I mean, like if it's gonna be a couple hour long gaming session, you're better be drinking beer. Otherwise, you're not gonna make it.
A power hour.
I mean, a good six pack of beer per person. That's solid right there.
Boo! You need like 230 racks
per person. Okay. Yeah, actually, I thought about this a bunch because I'm like, I guess I have the same answer as you guys. I usually drink beer, but ironically, lately, when I've been like playing Dota and stuff, it's really intense where I can't like stop. So I've like not been like, I've realized that I'm not drinking. So I feel like, you know, mixed drinks probably wouldn't be a bad idea. But we used to do this when we played like EverQuest 2 and like some of the older MMOs. When we were all like used to live near each other, we'd have these LAN parties and we'd play like an MMO and we'd drink like mixed drinks, but it was like such a bad result because we'd just get like drunk and then we just like wouldn't want to play. Like I don't know, like drinking and MMOs don't mix at all. I'm just gonna say this straight up because like you just can't grind when you're drunk. You're
every
like,
five
you're
deaths like, and don't a drink a shot.
Like we're like playing like playing EverQuest. We're like let's do this quest. We all run to it, and then we like have a drink, and then we're like let's do this other one. And then like someone's fucking in like a hole somewhere doing something. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like and then like I'm like trying to right click some herb on the ground. Like just, nothing ever happens. So that's my experience with hard alcohol and drinking and playing games. Usually MMOs because that's what I used to do, but.
I think it also I think it completely depends on the game that you're playing too, because like I can play like first person shooters. If I'm playing multiplayer, then beer is totally the way to go, because it's just like, all right, you know, I'm just, you're a bro, so drinking a beer just makes sense. But
it also depends on the like the intensity of the game. If it's something like that you can't move your hands a lot, it would make more sense to have it's just like a glass of whiskey or something that you can sip on as you have a chance.
Yeah, me and Chunk and his friend just like drank so much whiskey like last time I was there like a month ago, and we just played. They were like playing Hearthstone all night. Because Hearthstone, like, there's no, like, you know, I mean, you can make poor decisions, right? but, like, there's no, like, so it's the card game that Blizzard has. Based. So, I mean, that's the kind of game where you can drink, like, whiskey and just sip on whiskey and you know, get drunk, but you don't need to be, like, you got time to think about what you're going to do. You don't need to be, like, you know, snapshotting, like, cards out or something like you need to do with, like, first-person shooters, so... I think that's a good point. It really depends on the game, and a game like that is something you can definitely drink hard alcohol for.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that when I was playing The Last of Us, like, that was a game where I felt like it needed a more sophisticated drink, so I had to pour myself, like, a two fingers of bourbon or something. I don't know. You get a good story, and you're, you know... It's not so action-based, or it's not so twitch-based. It's, you know, you're just kind of paying attention more, and I feel like just sitting back and playing the game, relaxing with, like, a glass of whiskey or bourbon or any of
homemade moonshine.
Yeah, white whiskey. There you go.
Apple-flavored.
Mm-hmm. No fruit-flavored anything.
Apple.
That is banned. Banned from video games.
Not if you want to go blind.
And I say what?
Said not if you want to go blind.
Hey, they have moonshine now that's not made with like battery acid and stuff.
Truth.
I want to get my hands on some battery acid moonshine. Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like
that. It'll zap you into shape. Give it a give you all the charge you need to go tackle anything. They should change they should change Surge into a moonshine.
Surge? Do they even make Surge anymore?
Nope, that's why I say you should collect all the excess Surge, and then they should just let it gestate into moonshine.
Are you sure it's still not around?
I don't think it is.
Yeah, that was like
I want it willingly.
Surge was like extra caffeinated soda, lemon lime soda, back in like the early 2000s at some point.
It's discontinued 2002.
Apparently, it was a variation on the Norwegian citrus drink called Urge.
Urge. It sounds like some sort of like sexual helper of some sort.
I've got the urge.
Drink this and you will have the urge.
There was like a web community like dedicated to like called Save Surge to like bring it back.
Of course there is. Since the internet began, there's always been a community of people that wanted to keep something.
Save Surge movement. And then they like, they all would make recipes to try to mimic
the Surge.
Like,
Jesus.
Oh, and then Vault came around in 2005.
Vault?
Remember that drink?
Yeah, I remember Vault had a... They had Vault, which had extra caffeine, and then they had Vault, like, 2X or something that had, like, 4 times as much caffeine as a cup of coffee. Which was insane.
Discontinued 2011.
Because it was killing people. What about that alcoholic beverage? What was it called? That was like...
Oh, Four Loko. So
yeah, good. Four Loko. It was like
I had one of those. I was hammered like, all night.
Caffeine and alcohol all at once. That's like a heart stopper.
So many kids were having heart attacks and shit. No, I think the real problem, like people were getting zombified by it because the problem was like people were like drinking it and because the caffeine was like keeping you kind of like zapped up, you like didn't realize how drunk you were, so you'd like drink one, you drink two, and it was like kind of like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was in a beer can and shit, but like it wasn't beer, it was like mixing, like it was like a mixed drink and like in the quality, like you know, the quantity of alcohol. So people were just getting smoked. They would like drink like two or three and they'd be like, I feel great. And then like the caffeine would wear off and they'd be like, like people were like literally like they were like there's I remember like when it was like really big they're like dude there was a zombie on Virginia Tech campus or something like wherever like this happened and it was like no that guy had Four Loko and he had to be taken to the hospital. Crazy
Four Loko.
So
bring back Four Loko.
I want a Red Bull right now.
Four Loko's still around but they're not allowed to put caffeine anymore in it, like I think so it's just like a it's like a Mad Dog.
Mad Basically. Dog. That's a good one.
Mad Dog Tyson.
So moving on to our second listener question. It's from Robo Pig.
Nope.
But spell Robo P1G. I get it this P1G. Time.
Robop.
And he said...
First gen, Robop.
He said, how do you handle an obnoxious drunk in the party? Ignore him or mess with him.
We're
in
talking
game.
About when we're playing video games, or we're talking about an actual party.
We can go both
he's
ways.
He's talking about video games.
Yeah, he's talking about video games, but we can talk about either way.
I'm usually that person at a party.
I was gonna say I don't have an answer for that because that's me usually. I usually get drunk and I come back like late at night and then I go onto the game that I'm playing at the time and then I talk shit to everybody about how drunk I am. Like I'm just like I'm hammered. What do you think about that? Get you some.
Yeah, there was one time when I slammed my feet on the ground and screamed I was a velociraptor, so I can't really speak to this.
Seems more appropriate.
I think no matter what, it doesn't matter what situation you're in, if there's an obnoxious drunk, then you're always going to mess with him. I think that's just I think that's just like the code of conduct for obnoxious drunk activity. Yeah. Like,
truth.
I mean,
especially if you're there with like other people, then it's just kind of like you got to team up on this person.
Yeah, totally. He's like, you have to be like, this guy is so much drunker than we are. We have to fuck with him a little bit.
We have to convince him to climb up on the roof.
Oh, Charles.
Hey, it's happened. To do. Tom Wright was always way drunker than the rest of us, and we would get him wasted, and then he would convince him to go up on the roof. He would climb up to the roof, and then barrel roll off of it, so... It was freaking ridiculous. You think I'm scary? Tom Wright.
That was the last time you ever saw him.
Barrel roll! Do barrel roll!
I just remember There's always that one drunk kid that's like, you know, way too drunk. It's like he's gonna get sick, and I don't know when it's gonna happen, but it's inevitable, you know. And I remember this one time I went to a party in college, and this guy, we brought him in, and he was just like, he was all over the place. He was one of those guys that just wanted to fight everyone as soon as he got drunk.
Oh god!
So yeah. We're just like, okay, dude, just like sit down, calm down, like. So he was, you know, he was in the state where he was like, he couldn't hold himself up anymore. And we just kind of put him on the couch and let him be for a little bit. And he was next to the music for the party and the CD player. The CD player was open for some reason. And he leaned over and he just booted all over the CD player and then closed the CD player.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was awful. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's courteous.
Yeah, and I think pretty soon after that, he punched a microwave and broke it.
Oh, no.
I have a good throw-up story. One time I was at a party at a... I think it was Leah and Liara's apartment in Newmarket.
A good start, yeah.
And I had to throw up. And for whatever reason, the shower looked like a better target than the toilet, so I just went in the shower and barfed and went like all over the walls of the shower, all over the shower curtain. And all I had eaten that day were like two chocolate frosted donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. So it was like this black stuff, these black bits all over the shower, like all over the walls of the shower. It was like projectile vomit. And I just stuck my head in there and went like a, I don't even know what, but I just sprayed it everywhere. And it was just like little black bits all over the shower. Like, and they had to spend like the whole day next day cleaning.
Little,
I was like pats out in a closet or something. I didn't even know what happened.
Exorcist action.
Like, oh, yeah, there. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Charles and Tim were my were the best men at my wedding, and for my bachelor party, went out and they got me wasted on gin and tonics. I think I had like 8 or 9 gin and tonics throughout the night.
Gin
and I was
bucket. Good.
I was totally
Charles
good.
Charles brought his bucket of doom.
Gin bucket. It was like 2 liters of gin in like it was way too much. So yeah, and
sometimes
then
you just gotta get a man drunk.
I think everything was totally fine until we had a shot of that honey whiskey.
That put me over the edge.
Yeah, then I was done. I woke up the next morning and I was like, I had to drive 3 hours home, and I woke up and I was like, I feel okay. Oh no, I don't. And then I just like, yep. Yeah. Toilet was my friend for a little bit. Then I had to go home. Damn it. You two are next, by the way.
Yeah. We got it coming back to us. We were sitting outside the bathroom while you were vomiting, just high-fiving, like, mission accomplished.
It's true.
Bastards.
Well, while you guys have been getting engaged and getting married, I've been practicing vomiting every weekend.
We can always talk about the time that I ate the cheesecake, drank the White Russian and smoked a cigar in the hot tub with Brendan Morton and freaking had a terrible time.
This is a great ex-sister of Charles when we were smoking a cigar and he got this cigar called Acid. And we were smoking cigars. We were all smoking cigars and drinking, like, you know, White Russians. And then we're in a hot tub. We were in a hot tub, like, on, like, this is, like, in December. And Charles just goes in the bathroom. He comes back. He looks green. I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you, man? He's like, don't inhale an acid. You'll throw up. And I just looked at him. I'm like, you just vomited? Like, we had one drink.
That is a very tenuous combination there of white. First of all, White Russians. That's like already.
Don't forget the ridiculous $100 cheesecake that friggin' Kim brought.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was $100. It was like one of those ones you order like online for way too much money. Just like Charles, like I think it's the chlorine or something. Like he's so. I've never seen Charles so sick looking in my life.
That's like, yeah, seriously, like, first of all, you're mixing dairy and alcohol. That's not going to turn out well. Then you're smoking a cigar. That's going to make it even worse. And then you're in a hot tub, dude. That is just like, you were like begging for disaster.
I had that flavor of the cigar in my mouth for like 2 months after that. It was awful.
It's because we're all, like, young and stupid, and we're, like, dragging on cigars like they're joints, too. Like, we're like, these cigars are so good. And then just go bomb immediately.
Awful. The only other good time story. That I ever did something like that was when we were playing Brass Monkey and I was competing. And I had a terrible projectile vomit.
Terrible.
Somehow.
Okay, our third listener comment comes from at Fiction315. And he says, friends and I occasionally get together and have drinks and play Smash Brothers Melee and Mario Kart 64. Makes for a good time as the night goes on. Is there a game you enjoy getting together and playing? Also, drink of choice. I'm a whiskey guy myself. I'm also a whiskey guy if it comes to hard liquor. However.
Yeah.
Yeah, no other. Tim, you tried scotch when we went up to Montreal that time.
Dude, that was fucking worst mistake of my entire life.
You bought like a $60 bottle of scotch. And you were like, I don't like this.
We were like 18. We had like just turned 18. We went up and the liquor store had shopping carts, and we filled the shopping cart with alcohol, and like it just got obliterated that whole night.
Yeah, it was. I remember there was some sort of blue alcohol that we got. And
was that the year that I turned 18? Or was the year you turned 18?
No, it was the year before we went with you.
Yeah, you went the next year, yeah.
And the year that we went with you, we came back across the border and got stopped and, like, almost arrested at Border Patrol.
Where does your father work, Tim? Where does he work? And then the old guy comes around the corner and is like, get those kids out of here.
Yeah, we had to dump all of our booze.
He gave Brendan and me a lecture for not trying to bring anything back.
So he said, is there a game you enjoy getting together and playing? I'm trying to think of something.
Probably right on Super Smash Bros. For me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it would be Melee. I think it would just be the original.
64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Corey nailed it. These are, like, really good. These are, like, my top choices.
Totally.
For when I was in college, you know, Mario Kart, Mario...
GoldenEye.
It was really, like, Mario Kart... And Smash Bros. Were, like, really easy to get people that, like, weren't really big into games into, too.
Yeah.
Like, girls would play Mario Kart. Right. Anybody will play Mario Kart. You throw it at them. So it's, like, such an easy game and such a, like, fun game. And
this is really a huge, like, untapped market for Nintendo. I mean, maybe they know that, but, you know, drunk gamers, they could totally capitalize on that.
Yeah, I know, because, like, as we were kind of going through all these games, you know, like, before the show, we were talking about the different ones and stuff, like, I realized, like, a majority of the ones that I would consider, like, drinking games or games that are fun to drink are like, Nintendo games, which is, like, kind of odd that I would... I don't know, I just...
Maybe
really
they all get drunk
it.
And they come up with the game concepts. They're like, you can throw a shell at somebody and they fucking do.
I think it's indirect in that, like, Nintendo makes games for, like, five-year-old kids, and five-year-old kid games are, like, fun when you're drinking. You know, like, super fast and super dumb, so...
I think,
you know, I mean, a game that involves a little man, a little stout plumber man eating a mushroom to grow large and then jumping on turtles, that's obviously, you know, there's some substance abuse going on there.
Dude, you're huge!
Huge!
But anyways, I mean, I'm exaggerating when I say five-year-old kids, but, you know, like, they make a lot of party games. They really want to, like, interact, like, groups of people, right. And so those types of games, and they also like the, like, gamer threshold to be really low. So, like, things like Mario Party, you just go in, and it's, like, you know, some stupid little minigame, like, jump across this thing, or shake it really fast, and then, like, something happens. Like, you don't need to be a gamer to play that, and so that's why it's, like, really easy to play as a drinking game, because it's just, like, play this game, and you can just be like, oh, you suck, and make somebody drink, and as opposed to, like, trying to get someone to play, like, I don't know, something Dark Souls. I'm gonna need a girl to play Dark Souls with you.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
I think I think that points to like a larger issue is that girls are more likely to play Nintendo games than they are to play something, especially if it's someone who's like not. I guess it's not just girls, but like a non-gamer
sure.
is more likely to play Nintendo games.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're more accessible for people that don't play games, like.
Yeah,
all
exactly,
the time.
Yeah.
But everyone drinks. I mean, that's just a given. You just
well, not everyone. There are people out there that don't and probably completely disagree with everything we've said and
are, drinking is a terrible.
They're probably
blight
praying
upon
for
our
us
culture.
Right now.
Yeah, it makes it sound like every time I play a video game, I drink now. Now that I think about this,
sorry,
it might be true actually.
It's better that way. All right. So that actually brings us right into our top five, and our top five this week is top five video game drinking games, which should you should be having a pretty good time by the end of any of these, honestly. And Charles, why don't you take number one?
In Resident Evil 4, there's the vendor who comes up to you and says, "What you buying? What you selling?" And every time I hear that, I want to drink. I don't know, there's just a bunch of random sound clips, and I talked about this a little before, is where the thing that gets me going wanting to drink is weird sound clips in games, where there's just like, all of a sudden out of nowhere, a baby will be crying, or some random other sound element. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that stuff in Resident Evil games. It's particularly where it's like, "Hey! Look at that dog! Hey! Look at that girl! Hey! What you buying?"
Yeah, I mean, this is similar to like TV show drinking games, right? Where you have like a unique thing that happens periodically and like traditionally randomly, and then like when that happens, you have to drink. So like when you get a star in Mario, you drink or something, right? Like,
or it's like
things like that.
You can play like Mortal Kombat, and every time you hear "Whoopsie,
whoopsie," yeah, that's a good one.
I think there's a whole other facet to Resident Evil as a drinking game, though, is that, I mean, I guess any game, sometimes games are just so mentally taxing that you need a drink in order to survive it. Like, I don't know if I would say about Resident Evil 4, but, like, the remake on GameCube, or any of those games that were just like, I hate that I'm playing this, I don't want to play this, but I have to beat it.
I have to get there.
Yeah,
no, I totally agree with you. Number two comes with Rock Band, Dance Dance Revolution, or SingStar. So basically any music game. And I don't even know what we decided was the drinking game part of this, but basically,
yeah, I used to do this with we had Dance Central on Kinect, and we would do that, and you know, based on like how many stars, because you get, I think you get stars
in the
game.
That's right.
If I remember correctly, and we would play. If you got like, if you got five stars, if you got perfect, then you wouldn't drink. But if you got less than that, you would have to drink.
Oh,
Charles, stop barking in the background.
Yeah, so you could get pretty good off at that point. Number three is another one, is one of the ones that Fiction 315 Corey, our friend Corey, brought up, and it's Smash Brothers. And basically, I think Steve was the one who was talking about this, and...
Yeah, I used to do this when I was in college. It was awesome. You'd play, I mean, this goes for any fighting game, but Smash Bros. Is the one I had the most, and this was Smash Bros. 64. You just, play with somebody else, and just, like, put a ton of lives on, and then just be like, every time you die, you have to drink or something. Because, like, in Smash Brothers, more so than, like, I don't know, maybe some other fighting games, like, you die a lot. So you can play, like, 20, 50 lives and stuff, and you can just play for, like a long time. And it's a lot of fun. Or you can, like, play with, like, you know, PCs or something. Like, there was, like, you know, if you weren't, like, you didn't want to be super competitive. Like, I think fighting games are really good that, and, like, there's a lot of action. And, you know, you can, like, really integrate it into a game where... I think the biggest problem with making a game drinking is you don't want it to be, like, something that doesn't happen enough or something that happens too much. And I think fighting games have a good balance of that, where you die just enough that it's, like, kind of acceptable to drink every, like, you know, a couple minutes. If you're drinking beer, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Smash Bros. Was a great... I loved it. It was so much fun. It was, like, a great pregame. Just crushing Smash Bros. I'd Kirby stomp some people and get loose.
Number four, also another option that was brought up by our friend Corey, is Mario Kart. And Mario Kart is basically an awesome game no matter what. Like, especially Mario Kart 64. You can play that with everybody. The drinking game that goes with it is basically you play the game and you drink the difference from first place. So if you end up in fourth place, you end up drinking three times or three drinks or whatever you end up deciding that is. Then, I mean, the racetracks in Mario Kart usually last like maybe 5 minutes. So that can get you pretty boogered up in a short amount of time.
Especially if you take like a last or something. It's devastating.
Yeah, so if you're terrible at Mario Kart, just don't partake in this game.
Just get the goddamn chomp chomp.
We used to play this in college too with like Wii. It was crazy because with the Wii too, you're all like with the controller and shit. So then as they get drunker, the controller's like going everywhere, and they're just driving off the track because it's like upside down. They don't realize it or something. So it's a good game to play when you're drinking. It's funny to watch people.
I'm gonna destroy you, Pikachu. Pika, pika.
And then whatever that massive one, the lightning strike was. That was a good one.
Clefairy.
Let's not do with Pokemon again.
Yeah,
Goldeen. Anyway, number five.
Falcon Punch.
What's Blastoise? Who wants to take number five?
I think this is pretty much the ultimate one. Mario Party. Well, I guess, okay, so Mario Party or WarioWare Smooth Moves. Or I guess Wii Sports also. Yeah.
So these are like all real big party games that have super... Well, Mario Party got away from this super fast mini games, but like have these mini games you just get into quick and you can just like boom, 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 drink and then go on, whatever.
All the games where you have like to move the controller and act like you're doing something particular, it's just really awesome when you're drinking in the game because it just makes it more fun. You're like trying to do an elephant pose in Wario Smooth Moves or trying to do like a balance beam. It's just like, why am I doing this? What is happening?
Yeah, and that's what makes like WarioWare Smooth Moves so good because it's complete nonsense. And it's like, and it happens super fast, so like, you really kind of have to have good reactions. The more you drink, like, the more ridiculous it is. Like, an elephant just pops up and someone's like, "Rah!" Just drink.
What's that game on Xbox that it was a bunch of mini games too?
Yeah, what was that game? I had that on Xbox 360. I can't remember what it was.
I remember us playing that, and it was ridiculous.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Okay.
I don't remember.
You look that up. Tim, why don't you tell us what you've been playing recently?
Fusion Frenzy,
that's it.
Fusion Frenzy, oh my god, yeah.
That game was intense so sometimes.
That was like a serious party game, though, because when you played that, you had to do, like, it was like a lot of combat stuff. It wasn't like Mario Party stuff where it might be like memory games or stuff like that. Right. It was like everything was like a twitch based combat fight to the death type game.
Yeah, I remember I got that and I was like, oh, this would be good because I'm so sick of Mario Party. And then I tried to play it with like people that weren't gamers and they were like, dude, this game is kind of tough. Like, the people like weren't feeling it. I was like, I'll save this for when I'm not drinking.
I remember there was a bunch of them where it was like, you were on like a circular space and you had to knock the other players off the circle and you had to like race around a cylinder and jump over stuff or duck under stuff. And
so it just had all the hard parts of Mario Party, because I know those were part of Mario Party too.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So that brings us to the part of the podcast where we talk about what we've been playing.
Everyone do a shot!
Yeah.
It's a late night gamer drinking game.
Every time we talk about video games, take a shot.
It's like a power hour.
Tim, what have you been playing?
Honestly, I haven't played much recently. I got invited to the Hearthstone beta, but I haven't been able to launch the game because it crashed every time I open it. So I gotta try to figure that out. But That's about it. I've been too busy to sit down and play anything.
Bummer.
That
sucks. Steve, what have you been playing?
Man, it's been grinding Dota, and sad to say that I've been playing Clash of Clans on my phone, so not that that's a real game or anything, but I've been playing that, and I've been thinking about getting on SimCity now that they kind of changed their shit, but other than that, I've just been looking at a lot of those games on Steam like we talked about last week, man, but they're all early access.
Yeah, so there's so many now. It's the top one is Rust right now, and it's early access. Number two is DayZ, it's early access. Number four is Starbound, it's early access. It's ridiculous.
It's just unfortunate. I don't want to spend money on a game and find out. I want to spend money on a game knowing it's bad, because that's like it's official. If it's early access, it's still bad.
Right.
And that's the point.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that you just mentioned that, the final character wipe for Starbound is supposed to be sometime this week.
Cool.
So that's something I'm looking forward to, is playing that without having to worry about losing your guy.
Yeah, it's pretty much why I haven't gone back and played, because I'm just like... Yeah. Not that I don't want to see the new content, I just don't want to grind out the new content and to lose.
Yeah.
Charles, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a little bit of Dota, and then I started playing Grand Theft Auto 4 because it was on sale on Steam, so I started a little bit of it. It's pretty fun. Not too far into it to have a really good definition of whether I like it or not, but it'd be interesting. I haven't gone back to Terraria, though I need to.
I played through the entire campaign of Call of Duty Ghosts over the weekend.
Did it make you miserable like it made me?
It was pretty terrible. Whenever a game starts out in space and you're just like shooting stuff in space, and then it's just like, spoilers, by the way, if you haven't played the Call of Duty Ghosts campaign, don't listen to the next, you know, minute of this, but you... the game is terrible. I mean, the gameplay is fun to an extent, but the storyline is just like abysmal, like absolutely awful.
It was just awful.
It was so bad. I mean, it's like for some reason you're like walking through the woods with your dad, and then something explodes, and the entire world goes to shit, and then your dad is like some military leader, and you're jumping, you're like running through streets, and then. You find out later, like, oh, I have to find my dad, I have to find my dad. And it's like, dude, you're like 35 years old. Like, maybe you should get over it at some point. I'm sorry, but, like... he's looking for his dad, and then he's like... And then he gets... The two brothers get... they get kidnapped, and it's like, oh, dad is a ghost. Oh, I didn't get that from, like, the first 10 minutes of the game.
Right.
It was just the storyline was just embarrassing, entirely embarrassing.
And Mickey Rourke was terrible.
Did he play? Wait, Mickey?
I don't know. He just looks like Mickey Rourke. So
his name was Rourke. That's the thing. His name was Rourke.
The entire time I'm playing it, I'm like, Mickey Rourke looks terrible.
He did look like Mickey Rourke, like Mickey Rourke, like post boxing era.
Yeah,
he got punched in the face too many times.
From the wrestler when he had the heart condition.
So, that's basically all I played this week. So, yeah, that brings us to the end of the podcast. We have a few people to thank. Let's thank Fiction315, RoboPig, and ShowNuff71. And I want to thank all the listeners. You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher... we're going to have a site up eventually, soon. And also, since you're listening to this drinking podcast, you should join us at PAX East and come party with us, because PAX East is a lot of fun.
It's going to happen. It's going to be drinking.
April 11th to the 13th.
Guaranteed. 100% certified. Angus.
If you're over 21, you will be drunk at PAX.
Sure enough. Yes.
It's a good time. So...
And if we get enough followers, we'll guarantee a projectile vomit from him.
God.
God.
So yeah, join
if
us.
If I don't cover at least 10 followers, failure.
We'll just feed him pizza from random strangers.
No, you gotta feed me tortellini. Tortellini is like tortellini. A shotgun. I just go.
Oh yeah, I got a great story about Charles puking up tortellini, but I'll tell you that.
That's a story for another day.
It's one of my favorite puking stories.
So thank you, listeners. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Charles. I'm Nick. This has been Late Night Gamer Podcast, episode 21. And I hope you continue to listen to us after our drunken charade.
Show enough.
Now go purge.
Binge and purge, like the Cookie Monster.
See, it's all cookie. That's good enough for me.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, that's two down. Two beers, that is. Late Night Gamers Podcast, where we make all of your gaming habits seem acceptable.
Late Night Gamers.
Steve, this game sucks so bad, it's so unbalanced, blah, and then I just quit and never play it ever again.
Carlson.
What do you do in your free time? Sit around knitting? Screw that shit, I'm gonna cut up a dragon's head.
Tim.
It's okay if your guts spill out and you explode into a bloody mess. As long as you don't take your clothes off.
Late Night Gamers.
So our third listener comment this week comes
from... What's that to say about that? can't have me drink more than one drink and then not expect me to sneeze like a maniac.
Kids already drinking.
Holy crap.